Welcome to the Lesbian Book Club with Claire Lydon. Please enjoy the podcast from My Lesbian Radio.
Hello and welcome to episode 66 of the Lesbian Book Club with me, your host, Claire Lydon. This month, instead of an interview with one particular author, I've got a festive special episode where I've asked seven other lesbian fiction authors from around the globe about their year, their favourite book of 2020, and their festive plans and what they're hoping for from Santa. So that's coming up very shortly, but first let's see what's hot in the UK and US Amazon lesbian fiction charts, as well as finding on what's going on in the world of me. First up, the Amazon charts, and topping the charts in the US as I record this on December the 15th is still Hayley Cass with her new book, When You Least Expect It. Now, Hayley was the interviewee on last month's Lesbian Book Club, and she is fabulous. This one is the story of Caroline Parker, a divorce attorney who's unlucky in love, especially at Christmas time, having been dumped on numerous occasions around the festive holidays. When she runs into Hannah Dalton on Christmas Eve, the straight wife of her rival attorney, she doesn't think that luck is going to change. But as Caroline guides Hannah's divorce, they get closer and the lines start to blur. Now, as I said last time around, this one is still going great guns, and Hayley has had an absolutely amazing 2020. So if you haven't picked up this one yet, now might be the time. Also doing well is Bryce Oakley with her attempt to make the Yuletide gay. And here at the Lesbian Book Club, we applaud anybody trying to make the Yuletide gay. Let's be gayer. That's my motto for December 2020. Be gay. Now, Bryce's romance is called All Aglow, and it stars Cass and Stevie. And their families have spent all of their Christmases together forever. And Cass has had a crush on Stevie for about that long. Also, Stevie is a firefighter, so it doesn't make it any easier, does it? But when fate steps in and Stevie's heart gets broken, Cass is there to help her pick up the pieces and recover, and fresh hope starts to bloom on Cass's horizon. Now, Bryce has a serving suggestion of reading this one by the fire with a cocoa bomb, which sounds fantastic to me, so I'm sure you think it makes sense too. Nicole Pyland is also doing well in the charts with her new festive book, Midnight Tradition. This one is book three in her celebrity series and involves a New Year's Eve party that nobody wants to be at. Now, I'm sure we've all experienced that in our lifetime. I know I have numerous New Year's Eve parties that I never wanted to be at. But anyway, these two leading ladies are called Maddox Delaney and Avery Simpson. So Nicole clearly wins the character names of the month prize, hands down. Maddox and Avery keep running into each other at the party that neither of them want to be at, and then along comes midnight, as it always does on New Year's Eve, and most other days in fact. But what else is there to do but kiss? It's a midnight tradition after all. So yeah, read that one if you fancy reading about a predicament that we've all been in, but also a bit of celebrity snogging. Also doing well, and also trying to make the Yuletide as gay as possible, is my festive addition to the romance world, Christmas in Mistletoe. And just for you, I've made up a little song for you. So you ready? Deck the halls with lesbian romance, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Tis the season for sapphic snowmance, fa-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. There you go, I'm sure you enjoyed that. This one involves Fran and Ruby. Now, one is a music executive who is sworn off dating singers, and the other is a singer who hates music execs. Now, needless to say, it doesn't start well. But the enemies soon melt into friends, and then something more amid the Christmas mad backdrop of the village of Mistletoe. There's romance, mulled wine, twinkly lights, hilarious villagers, and a Christmas tree farm. I mean, what else do you want? Honestly, when I was writing this, I was actually picturing the Hallmark movie in my mind. and if you've read it, I hope you agree. Now we just need someone from Hallmark to read it and make it. That would be amazing. I'd even sing the theme tune. So, you know, what have you got to lose? Also doing well in the UK, yes, in fact, topping the lesbian fiction charts is Mary Hannah's crime thriller, Without a Trace. Now, this one involves a fatal crash, a personal tragedy, and a search for the truth. It also involves a plane going missing, and DCI Kate Daniels has a personal interest. The love of her life was on board. She's told not to investigate, as it's outside of her remit, but she can't walk away. But in doing so, she's walking into very dangerous territory. So if crime thrillers are your bag, Mary Hannah does them brilliantly. And this one is only 99p right now in the UK, so no excuses. That's it for the chart roundup of December, the final one of 2020. Thank you for being here all this year with me again. I think this is year number 5 of doing this. 5 or 6? I can't remember. You know, years just melt away like snow, don't they? But what a year this has been. It's been like no other year. The pandemic, Brexit, the US election. I mean, frankly, with all of that, I need to lie down. Also, I've launched 3 books, and that's quite some doing with all this other stuff going on in the periphery. So I'm going to keep my personal update pretty brief because we've got lots of other fantastic people to speak to. All I'd like to say is thank you if you bought Christmas in Mistletoe. It's doing really well. So I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope it gave you the Christmas feels. I'm currently working on draft 3 of my next book, book 7 in the London Romance series, Hot London Nights. And this one is going to come out either late Jan, early Feb. I know I kind of said late Jan, but it might bleed another week or two. So now I'm going to lead you into the thoughts of 7 other lesbian fiction authors from around the world. I asked them all the same 7 questions about their year and their Christmas traditions. And you can hear their answers coming right up. And finally, I'll answer them all too. So sit back and enjoy the answers from A.L. Brooks, H.P. Monroe, Cara Malone, Harper Bliss, Rosie D., Chris Bryant, Monica McCallan, and me.
Hi, I'm A.L. Brooks, and I write contemporary romances and erotica published by Ilva. I live in Frankfurt in Germany. My fun festive fact is that my sister and I have a race each year as to who can watch the Muppet Christmas Carol film first and then text the other our favourite line from it. I think she won last year. How's my writing year been, and what have I published? Well, 2020 was an amazing year for me in book terms. I published 3 books, Never Too Late for Heroes, Dare to Love, and A Heart to Trust, and had 4 audiobooks released, The Long Shot, Never Too Late for Heroes, Up on the Roof, and Dare to Love. I also had my first German translations. So I had 2 erotic short stories done in an anthology, and I had a full translation of Up on the Roof into German, which is really exciting. Favourite lesfic book of the year? Gonna cheat and name 2, because they're equally great and I just can't split them. Finding Jessica Lambert by Claire Ashton, and Art of Magic by KJ. What's my favourite festive lesfic? My favourite one is Seasons Meetings by Amy Dunn, if only because it has the cutest dog ever in it, but I also absolutely love the story and the setting. It's fabulous. What are you hoping for from Santa? That one's easy. A truckload of dark chocolate, please. That's all I ever really want, to be honest. My favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas, my girlfriend's mother makes this incredible cheese fondue for the evening of December 24th, which, of course, in Germany is the proper Christmas celebration. I mean, it's now my new favourite thing, with a glass of sparkly on the side, of course. What are my publishing plans for 2021? 3 main things. Dare to Love is going to be out in German translation, which I'm very excited about. A Heart to Trust is scheduled to be on audio. And my next novel, Chasing Dreams, a contemporary romance, will appear in October. After the year we've had, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? Easy. Being able to travel once more. I've really missed seeing my family back in the UK this year. I haven't been able to go back at all because of COVID. And I miss my mum and my sisters. And so it'll be lovely to be able to get on a plane and go and visit them again once it's all safe to do so. I'm going to finish by saying I want to wish everyone a very happy holiday season and all the best for a hopefully much improved 2021. Take care, everyone. Bye.
Hi, I'm H.P. Monroe, and I write predominantly romantic comedy. I live in Edinburgh, and my festive fact is that throughout my childhood, I was such a fussy eater that for a number of years, my Christmas dinner consisted of pizza. My writing year, so 2020, was a bit of a blip in my publishing habits, because in September I actually published a book. My 5th book, Mutual Benefits, came out then, and it's available now on Kindle Unlimited. My favourite book of the year. I usually read a lot of books over the course of the year, but I found concentrating this year to be a real struggle. So instead, I did some rereading of books by authors that I love. So I've spent time revisiting books by Robin Alexander, Colette Moody, Melissa Braden, and of course, Claire Lydon. Of the new books that I did read this year, I am a complete sucker for second chance romance, and Erica Lee's Twice Upon a Time hit all the right notes in that respect for me. Favourite festive lesfic, All I Want for Christmas by, I can't remember the author's name, it'll come back to me. I shout at the TV all the time, but there's only a few books where I get so invested that I yell at the characters, and this was one of those books. So even 5 years later, I can remember getting all het up and shouting at my Kindle. I'm hoping that from Santa, I don't really have anything on my list this year that I would like. I just want to spend some time with my wife while we're not at work and be able to eat a lot, drink alcohol in the morning without being judged, and watch a load of festive TV. My favourite thing to eat over Christmas, my mum makes us Christmas cake, which, due to its size, its brandy content, and the sheer calorie count, usually lasts us until about Easter. So she's currently in a different lockdown tier than I am, which means I can't go and see her and travel to her. But I'm hoping that before Christmas, I do get the chance to see her, even from a distance, and of course, claim the cake before my sisters nab it. My publishing plans for 2021, that's a hilarious question. I am now notoriously lazy and slow when it comes to writing, so I don't actually have any publishing plans for next year, but I do hope that I will get some momentum with my writing because there is something in planning. What I'm looking forward to in 2021, basically not having to think about COVID would be a huge bonus because it just factors into everything at the moment. So I'm hoping we can get back to some semblance of normality next year, just being able to spend time with my family and friends without counting how many people or households are present, being able to hug people, not everyone, because let's not get too mad, but certainly just being able to hug family and friends and spend time with them without COVID being the predominant sort of feature and consideration that you have to have. That would be bliss.
Hi, my name is Kara Malone, and I write contemporary romance about women-loving women, including the best-selling Lakeside Hospital series. I'm from Northeast Ohio in the USA, and my favorite thing about the holidays is baking Russian tea biscuits, which takes multiple days, but is very worth it. I'm going to answer some questions from Claire for you, so I hope you enjoy. First, how's your writing year been, and what have you published? My year's been great, surprisingly. I learned this year that my superpower is compartmentalizing, and I've had a lot of fun writing the Forever Veterinary Romance series. I figured everybody, including myself, needed a warm, fuzzy getaway from the real world this year. Favorite lesfic book of the year? Just My Type by Lucy Bexley and Bryce Oakley came out just in time for Halloween, and it was so much fun. Who wouldn't love a snarky, sexy female vampire? And honestly, I think we're overdue for some lesfic horror to be more of a thing. Favorite festive lesfic? The lesfic book club that I moderate over on Slack read Home for the Holidays a few years ago, and it has such a great small-town holiday vibe and an accidental romance, plus there are some grumpy animal antics, which always win me over. What are you hoping for from Santa? While I wouldn't say that I have a wish list this year, unlike my incredibly organized niece who delivered hers to me typed and everything, but I am always happy with snacks and stationery. Favorite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? Every year on tree trimming day, my husband and I have hot cocoa, we eat ginger snaps and shortbread, and we watch National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation. That's probably my favorite holiday ritual / food. What are your publishing plans for 2021? I'm going to finish the Forever series, at least for now, and then I'm really looking forward to getting back to my Fox County Forensics series. It's romantic suspense centering around employees and cases of a coroner's office. It still has all the romance that I love to write, but with some grittier elements that have been fun to dig into. After the year we've had, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? The vaccine, so I can go back to writing in my favorite little neighborhood cafe.
Hello everyone, I'm Rosie D from Surrey and I write romantic lesbian fiction. A fun festive fact about me. A couple of years ago I decided to start collecting festive headbands, so I now have a collection of about 10 or so to wear throughout December. I originally did it to entertain my colleagues at the office, so whenever they look towards my computer, all they see is a random headband popping up over the top. My personal favourite being a white fluffy angel halo, because deep down I know I'm far from angelic. But this year I won't have an audience, unfortunately, as I'm now working from home, but my cat might appreciate it, or maybe not. Right, on with the questions. How's your writing year been? What have you published? Well, it's been pretty good for a first timer, to be honest. I finally published my debut novel in October, which is called I Love You Lola Bloom, and has been well received, so thank you to everyone who has read and reviewed it so far. After all that writing, I decided I needed to do something arty, so I'm also publishing an activity book in time for Christmas. It's called My Big Fat Queer Activity Book, and it's got over 50 activities with a women loving women theme. It would definitely make a great Christmas gift, wink wink. So keep a lookout on my social media platforms for details, but I'm hoping for a mid-December release. Favourite lesfic book of the year? I'd have to say The Dollmaker by Claire Hyten Stevenson, though I didn't actually read it in book form. I watched a live reading of it instead, which was performed by a variety of actors, which was fantastic. A really enjoyable experience. I believe it's still available on Claire's website if you fancy having a watch. Highly recommend it. Favourite festive lesfic? I have to hold my hands up to this one because I haven't read one yet. I'm still fairly new to the world of lesfic, but I'm sure I'll get round to it at some point. What are you hoping for from Santa? Well, I've asked my girlfriend for a San Junipero hoodie, so I can't wait to open and wear that. If you haven't seen the Black Mirror episode called San Junipero, I highly recommend it. It's on Netflix and it will definitely pull at your heartstrings. I hope I've pronounced Junipero right. It might be Junipero. Either way, it's spelt with a J. Favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? I'm Italian, so we often have lasagna at Christmas after our starter, followed by capon with all the trimmings. Then nuts and cheeses, and finally a selection of homemade Italian desserts. In case you didn't know, Italians can definitely eat. My mum also makes this delicious cocktail that I can't remember the name of, but it's basically Prosecco, elderflower cordial and lime juice. I always look forward to that. What are your publishing plans for 2021? My second novel, hopefully. The idea's in place, so I'll get to it in January, but for now a little break is in order once the activity book is out. After the year we've had, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? Going to the cinema? I really miss doing that, especially as they'd only just finished refurbishing my local before lockdown. I'm also looking forward to family barbecues again. They're one of my favourite things about summer. Maybe even a holiday. Who knows? Fingers crossed we can get some normality back again soon. Thanks for these great questions, Claire, and for including me in your festive roundup episode. I hope everyone has a truly wonderful Christmas and gets everything they want from Mr. Claus. Ciao for now.
Hi, I'm Harper Bliss. I write highly emotional lesbian romance and a lot of sex. I live in Brussels, Belgium with my Mrs. Caroline and our cat, Dolly Purton. I spent 2 weeks trying to come up with a fun festive fact about myself, and the only fact I've come up with is that I must be neither fun nor festive. That was my missus laughing in the background, which she's not allowed to do. Okay, how has your writing year been? What have you published? Because of the lockdown, it has actually been pretty good. I've tried to upgrade myself a bit by writing longer books and what I think are better endings. I got lots of writing done and I published 4 books. First, there was the Two Hearts trilogy, which was very personal and a bit of a game changer for me. Then there was my summer age gap romance, If You Kiss Me Like That, which was a bit of a hit. Followed then by A Breathless Place, which I think is my best and most emotional book, but it's also my least selling book of all time, which is fine. And then finally, 2 whole years after book 9 came out, I returned to the Pink Bean. Book 10, which is called At First Sight, is out now. All in all, despite or perhaps thanks to being confined to the house, I've had a lot of professional satisfaction this year, and I'm quite pleased with what I've produced. What is your favorite lesfic book of the year? I'm a bit late to the party, and this book was not published in 2020, but I finally read Alone by E.J. Noyce, and OMG, I love it so very much. I couldn't stop reading it, and then afterwards I went on to read a few other books by E.J. Noyce, all the books in the Ask Tell series, and I just can't get enough of her writing, and it's just some really great, amazing lesfic. Your favorite festive lesfic? Well, I can't remember ever having read a festive lesfic, to be honest, but I did watch Happiest Season, which is the much-talked-about lesbian Christmas movie with Kristen Stewart. And although I very much enjoyed the hotness and the blazers of Kristen Stewart's character, and also the large budget for the movie, which is not always the case for lesbian movies, I was appalled that her girlfriend, who goes by the name of Harper, no less, would treat Casey so horribly. In my opinion, Harpers don't usually treat their hot girlfriends that way. What are you hoping for from Santa? Lots of writing inspiration and that the corona vaccine is effective so we can all start seeing each other again. Favorite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? Maybe this is where my neither fun nor festive character comes in. My family's never really been into traditional Christmas dishes, so I'll just have a margarita or an amaretto sour or a good old G&T if nothing else is available, and eat whatever my wife prepares. We're having a lockdown Christmas in Belgium, so that's what it's going to have to be anyway. What are your publishing plans for 2021? I'm currently writing what should be my first release of 2021, and it's a quintessential Harper Bliss age gap romance and a second chance romance, because I've decided to go all out on the tropes for my first book of the new year. I hope to release 4 books again, one for every season. And this may also include another Pink Bean, but don't quote me on that later if it doesn't happen. After the year we've had, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? Well, for someone who generally doesn't like people very much, I honestly can't wait to spend time with my friends and family again, because you can only get so much conversation out of a cat.
Hi there, I'm Chris Bryant, and I'm an author for Bold Strokes Books. I write contemporary romance novels with happy endings and low, if no, angst. I personally love Christmas and the holidays and everything about it. I do have a couple questions, and so I'm going to answer them. First one being, how's your writing year been, and what have you published? I started off the year with Temptation, and it was well received, and I thought, okay, 2020 is going to kick some butt. I had 3 releases for the year, Temptation in January, June was Lucky, and October was Home. I had several public events scheduled across the United States. There was Clexicon, there was down in New Orleans, there was an event during Pride, also Women's Week in Provincetown. But then, you know, the pandemic hit and everything came to a screeching halt. And it kind of halted my writing a little bit too. I struggled getting sent finished up and then also during some of the edits. But now that it's winter and I'm supposed to be inside all the time, and the fact that, you know, the election's over down here in the United States, and we also have the vaccine for throughout the world, so that's great. So I feel a lot better mentally, so I'm in a better place. Favorite lesbian book of the year? That's a really tough question. I prefer romance. I read romance because I need that escapism. It's such a feel-good for me. A couple of books, like I don't know that I can narrow it down to just one, so I'm going to mention several that really made me happy this year. The first one that I really enjoyed that I had time to read was Entangled by Melissa Brighton. I mean, she is my go-to for happy feel-good books, always has been. It was interesting. You know, she's a very smooth writer, and she always writes fun dialogue. You know, there's always some sort of angst in her books, but Entangled kind of took me on a roller coaster. It was like, okay, here's the angst, here's the moment. And then I was like, roller coaster up, here it is, and here's the down part. Whew, okay, we're good. And then all of a sudden something else happened, and I'm like, whoa, we're going back up again, and then going back down. And then the third thing hit, and I was like, oh my gosh, this is amazing. So she kind of took me on a roller coaster on this book. So I do recommend it. So I read Harper Bliss's A Breathless Place, and I think it was superbly written. And the good news is about this book, which I've heard a lot of in Lesbic that we need more of, is older characters. You know, these characters are the two love interests are 59 years old. So it was nice to have that as, you know, an available read and well written for people who are looking for older characters to fall in love with as they fall in love. So that was a good book too. Finding Jessica Lambert by Claire Ashton, it was truly wonderful. She is a wonderful writer, and there's so many different layers to this book that I recommend it highly. My favorite lesfic, festive lesfic, that's like impossible to say too. Again, there are so many good ones that came out this year. There hasn't been one that I go back to because it's hard for me to reread books because my time is so limited. So I just kind of like read again, like what everybody's talking about. Like I know that I'm going to read Georgia Beers's Anything Christmas. She had a novella come out where absolutely cute, like a fomance Christmas for the holidays. It was really, really cool. I think it was called Triple Dog Dare. And in that same novella series, Fiona Riley had one, Christmas Miracle. So those are both super cute holiday romances. And Elle Spencer had a book out, The Holiday Treatment. And that is hilarious. I mean, it's absolutely hilarious. And if you know Elle, and if you've read her stuff, you know that she puts a lot of humor in her books. So those are really, really good reads. And of course, Christmas in Mistletoe, I read that as well. And I'm a sucker for a musician, especially like indie art. I love folk music. It's my thing. So anytime there's a book with an indie chick with a guitar, I'm in. I'm so in. And so this was such a cute read. So of course I'm sold and I read it and I thought it was great. What am I hoping for from Santa? I know that this is kind of supposed to be timeless. Any sort of podcast or anything that you do should be timeless. But, you know, I just want the vaccine. I have everything I need in this life. I'm a very blessed person. I have a job. I have two jobs. I love to write. And so I get to do what I love to do. And so I don't really need anything or want anything. I'm the kind of person that if I want it, I get it. Favorite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? I will say this. My sister is without a doubt the best cook/baker on earth. And I love to eat her frosted sugar cookies. I also love chocolate covered gingerbread. It was something I grew up with when I lived in Germany. It was kind of like a treat, obviously, for anybody. But it's kind of fun. It's hard to find that over here in the middle of the United States. And my sister found some the other day at one of the grocery stores. She was so excited. She calls me up. She goes, throw your mask on, meet me outside, because I'm going to give you something and you're going to love it. So I'm thinking it's wine. So I run outside and she's in my driveway and she hands me the Lebkuchen. It was hard not to eat all 20 pieces. I think I ate at least 5 in one sitting, which is not hard for me to do. What are my publishing plans for 2021? I have the fourth book in my sensory series out January 1st, and it's called Scent. I also have my first full-length erotica romance that I'm writing under my pen name, Britt Ryder, and that comes out in June. It's called Not Guilty, and it's, if you have read the novella Shameless, this story is told from the other character's perspective. And I'm hoping also that I will be able to squeak or eke in another Christmas short novella. You know, after the year we've had, you know, what do I look most forward to in 2021? I miss physical contact. I can't wait to hug my family and kiss my friends again. And I want to go out and have fun. Thank you for having me. Happy holidays. Here's to a very happy and healthy and successful 2021.
Hi, my name is Monica McCallan. I'm a contemporary romance author. I currently live in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And a fun, festive fact about me is that I would say my favorite holiday activity is to decorate gingerbread houses. How has your writing been? What have you published? So 2020 was a really good year writing-wise for me, even though it was a little bit all over the map in a lot of other ways, but I was able to publish 3 full-length novels, Then and Now, which came out in February, Besting Period, which is the second book in my Lady Luck Startup series, which came out in the summertime, and then just a few months ago in September, I published a book called The Flaw in Our Design, which is contemporary romance, but deals with younger protagonists that I would say are more so in the new adult category. Favorite lesbic book of the year? Oh man, so many. I did a lot of reading in 2020, which was one of the highlights of the year for me. And the book that really captured my attention was the debut novel by Haley Cass called Those Who Wait. I think judging by the reviews on Amazon, many, many people have read it, so it's probably familiar to a lot of you, but the storyline, the depth, the length, everything, just, it was awesome. So for sure, my favorite book that I've read this year. Favorite festive lesfic? This year, for sure, I've already read a bunch of them, but the one that I really adored was The Holiday Treatment by Elle Spencer. I had known that this book was coming out, I think, as early as the last holiday season. It was being discussed and was on Elle's roadmap, so I was really excited to get to read it this year, and it just reads so closely to kind of a Hallmark holiday-style movie. And the best part is they're working to bring a queer Christmas movie to life on the channel that the main protagonist works for, actually both of them. So it was a really awesome book to finally get to read, and I'm really excited that it was written. What are you hoping for from Santa? Another good question. I think the big thing that I'm hoping to get from Santa, that pretty confident it's going to happen, is a very nice comforter. So I'm a simple woman with simple wants these days. And if we can pull that one out, I will be very, very happy this Christmas season. Favorite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? I mean, hands down, favorite thing to eat at Christmas is a very specific cookie. So they are peanut butter blossom cookies, and that's a peanut butter cookie that has a Hershey's Kiss on top. It's very important to me. When I make them, I do the miniature kisses. So you put 3 Hershey Kisses on top. This is very important to the integrity of the cookie. It's how I grew up making them. I actually have to order these miniature chocolate chips from like a bulk candy website online because they don't even sell them in grocery stores anymore. But that is absolutely my favorite thing to eat. And then to drink, you know, I think a nice cocktail around the holidays is always fun. I'm not very much one for warm drinks or hot drinks, so you won't catch me with a spiced cider or anything like that. But for sure, you know, a nice old fashioned, I think, is a really good holiday drink, or anything with, you know, a fresh sprig of something zesty that kind of makes it feel more holiday. I'm into all of that. What are your publishing plans for 2021? My schedule, I am very much a pantser when I write, so I don't have, you know, multiple books planned out in succession for 2021, but I do currently have a work in progress that I will be wrapping up in early 2021, so that'll probably be out by late winter, early spring. And again, you know, I've really been into writing kind of more the new adult contemporary romance genre. So this book also focuses on young protagonists who are enemies to friends to lovers, but I'm currently head deep in that one. So it's been very good to write, and I've been getting back into it. And then other than that, you know, I have a few more outlines of books. I do anticipate I'll probably publish 3 books in total in 2021, but again, just don't have those mapped out yet. After the year we've had, what are you most looking forward to in 2021? oh man, again, you know, simple woman with very simple needs. I think it's, for me, really, you know, I've had the last 9 months to look at how my life has changed. And what I really want to get out of it is to just live again and to be able to do, you know, those really mundane things that you took for granted, being able to travel anywhere, you know, a trip for the weekend, a trip out of the country, whatever the case may be, just having the ability to do that again. You know, and like I said, just those day-to-day things, going to restaurants, taking a walk on a Saturday afternoon and stopping outdoor seating to have a drink with your dog and your partner. There's nothing too crazy that I want to do. The one bigger thing that I can't wait to come back would be conferences, specifically lesbian conferences. So Klexicon, Golden Crown. There's another one happening on the East Coast that I'm looking into as well. So they had all been on my roadmap this prior year. But unfortunately, because of COVID, everything kind of got jumbled around. So definitely looking forward to having the ability to do some of those when they're back up and running.
So finally, it's back to me. I don't need to say my name or what I write, because hopefully you know that by now. I do live in London, hopefully you know that too. A fun festive fact about me: I'm addicted to the Hallmark Christmas channel. Over here it's called Christmas 24. I do start watching Christmas movies probably from about, it has been known in September. The best thing is my wife just puts up with it. She's a saint. So how's my writing year been and what have I published? Well, it's been pretty epic. Especially for the unprecedented year we've had, which has been bonkers, hasn't it? But I set out this year, as I have the last 3 years, to write 4 books. Now, I've never actually written 4 books, so it was quite a thing. But I will go into this a little bit more on my year roundup back in January, but I managed 3, so that's not bad, is it? I'm pretty pleased with that. I also did a bonus novella, Try Me Again, which was inspired by lockdown. So I'm pretty pleased about that. But if you want to hear more about my year and all my goals and did I achieve them, I'm going to be doing a episode all about 2020. So that's going to be in January. My favourite lesfic book of the year. Now, this is, again, as so many of the other guests taking part said, it's difficult, right? But Melissa Lennart's The Secret of You and Me is still my book of the year. It is such an emotional landslide of a book. It's a small town set in Texas. It's a second chance romance. Oh my God. I can still feel the emotion, you know, sort of trickling through me when I think about it. So yeah, that one definitely shares the prize. But the other one was a book by Kirsty Ayer called Cowgirl, and it's very, very different. You couldn't have 2 more different books. Melissa's is very much a hard-hitting emotional romance, second chance romance, whereas Kirsty's Cowgirl is very much, very British. It's a very British rom-com. It's fantastic for that. So those 2 books, absolutely epic. My favourite festive lesfic, I think it probably has to be still be Jerry Hill's Chasing a Brighter Blue. Maybe I need to reread that and see if it is still as epic as I remember it, but I do remember it being epic. I've read a couple this year. None of them have tickled my fancy as much as that one. So Jerry Hill's Chasing a Brighter Blue. What am I hoping for from Santa? I haven't asked Santa for very much this year, actually. I'm hoping that everybody stays healthy. It's like I'm entering Miss World or something, isn't it? World peace, that's what I want. The thing I'd love most from Santa is some nice new pants, that's knickers for all you Americans, and probably a Spurs title win in 2021. Favourite thing to eat and drink at Christmas? I was just thinking about this today, and I've only had this once so far this year, but I do love hot mince pies, or warm mince pies with custard. Lovely. I had it when I went over to visit my mum and dad a couple of weeks ago. It was delicious. So yeah, warm mince pies and custard. I also really love pigs in blankets, so sausages wrapped in bacon. And to drink, when I was little, I used to love an avocado and lemonade. I don't anymore. It's a bit sweet, but I do have fond childhood memories of it. I think a nice bottle of champagne, chilled. My publishing plans for 2021. Again, I'll go into this more on an upcoming podcast, but I think after such a busy year that I had in 2020, I'm going to take my foot off the gas a little bit in 2021. That's my feeling at the moment. Whether that happens, I don't know. But I'm going to be publishing Hot London Nights, book 7 in London Romance series, in late Jan, early Feb. And then I probably will publish book 8 as well, because that's in my head, the story, so I'll probably publish that as well. And I'll probably publish one more book, but I'm not sure what it's going to be yet. So I keep sitting down to write my schedule and I keep shying away from it, so something's stopping me. After the year we've had, what am I most looking forward to in 2021? Being able to hug people, I think, and travelling again. Being able to meet up with my family and friends in a group, indoors, will be lovely. So now it just leaves me to say thank you so much for listening to this festive special of the Lesbian Book Club podcast. I hope you have a fantastic Christmas or whatever holiday you celebrate wherever you are in December 2020. And here's to a much happier, healthier, safer 2021. Have a great one. That's the end of this Lesbian Book Club. So this is me, Claire Lydon, signing off. If you'd like to find out any more about me or my books, just head on over to my website at www.clairelydon.co.uk. And while you're there, you can sign up for a free lesbian romance by filling in your email in the box at the top of the page. My books are also available anywhere books are published or streamed: Amazon, Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Apple, Google, Bella Books, Ilva Publishing, and direct from me on my website. Again, that's www.clairelydon.co.uk. And there's always a bargain to be had. Thank you so much to The Lesbian Lounge for hosting and producing this podcast. It's much appreciated. And join me next month when I'll be having some more hot book club action. See you then.